Welcome, everybody, to the Paparazzi Podcast, brought to you by us. I am Jedi, he is Mark. And on today's podcast, what you're watching? Weekend pictures. And Mark goes to the beach. What does he do there? You'll find out. But first, as always, we're both very thirsty, and we're going to start with a crack.
Yes.
What are you drinking? What are you drinking?
Well, I've got to apologize to the audience out there because my voice is a little strange because I went to the Beach Life Festival this weekend and it's done a little number on my throat. But I think this beer is going to help me out just a little bit. What do you think? It is a Pizza Port. Share the ride. Pizza Port. Share the ride. India Pale Ale, IPA, as the layperson would say. Let's try it.
Kind of sounds like your voice.
Yeah, it was a bit cracky.
I want to hear all about your voice, so I'm looking forward to some beach life stories later on.
Hopefully everybody can hear me on the microphone.
I hope so. I have a Phantom Bride from the guys over at Belching Beaver, and... quite a relevant beer. It's got something to do with my stories later on.
Oh, that was good.
Cut my nails yesterday, so that was a struggle.
It almost sounded like it was going to end up like mine, but
yeah,
it popped right there.
That hurt.
In the end.
That hurt. I've got to stop cutting my nails the day before.
The best
record.
Cracks in the world hurt.
We got a Belching Jedi drinking the Belching Beaver.
That was the reason why they called it that.
It's very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we're here. What's going on? Let's start. What do you want to start with? Some weekend pictures?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
You got some pictures, Jedi?
Yeah, I do. And like I said, they've both got some kind of relevance. They tie in nicely with my beer.
Okay.
Which is Phantom Bride. I started my week off on one of your buddies.
One of my buddies?
One of your buddies. Somebody that you've worked many times in the past. I've worked him a couple of times in the past and got pictures. Eric Stonestreet got engaged recently to his girlfriend of 5 years, Lindsay, I believe is her name.
It is.
And my office were like, I don't think they've been photographed together since the engagement, which was a week or so ago. And, you know, Stone Street's an easy doorstep. He's in Toluca Lake. It's a road which you can easily park on. Kiefer Sutherland lives just down the street as well.
Does he?
He does indeed. Okay. So he could always drive past. So I got there, you know, it's about an hour drive from the house, from where we live at the beach. So I got there about 8 o'clock. And 10-15 minutes after I arrived, a limo pulled up.
Okay.
A big Escalade.
Always a good sign.
And it parked right outside his gate. But there was enough room for him and Lindsay to walk out and get into the limo. You know, there's enough time to get a couple of shots.
Sure.
So I pulled up, I've got into position, and maybe 5 minutes after I parked there, out he comes. And I'm thinking, you know, it's a limo. It's going to be taking him to the airport.
Those damn posted.
Yeah, those posts are annoying. As were the cones that were in front of him.
At least you know how to line up the picture when you're cropping it, you know, when you got those posts in
and
there.
And his gardeners also put traffic cones in the way.
Oh, I see that right there.
But
yeah.
Because his gardeners were there was the only reason that they came out. Because his gardeners parked in front of the gate.
Ah.
So the limo didn't pull up into his property.
Yeah. So
Eric and Lindsay had to walk out. And I'm thinking with a big limo, it's going to be an airport run. But they come out with no luggage. So I'm like, what the f***? Where are they going? You know, could they still be going to the airport with no luggage? Are they going to Eric's home state of Kansas? Hmm. Are they going to be going there and they've got luggage and whatnot there? I believe she's from there as well.
This wasn't the football week, though. This was a week before football started, right?
Yes, it was. Well, the season started on Sunday, and this was a couple of days just before then. I'm parked up the scooter. I've got my shade across the window, shooting through tint the whole time. And there he is. You can see that nice and clearly. He's just walking out with her. So I grab, you know, a bunch of frames of them walking into said limo. So okay. I don't know where it's going to go. So, you know, I'm into it. I'm going to see where it takes me.
All right.
And we went about 30, 40 minutes. What did we do? 170 to the 5 to the 118. And we ended up in Northridge.
Okay.
And we pull into a church parking lot. And there's two trailers there. So I think, okay, he's obviously filming something. So I wait for 2 hours, basically, while he's in hair and makeup. And he comes out in costume a little bit later. Nothing really that exciting. He just comes out in a green shirt. And obviously Lindsay's in the same thing because she's not filming. I felt a bit like you, to be honest. Like, I'm not the movie set guy. I hate that kind of stuff. It's lots of waiting around. I don't have a scanner, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know when anyone's coming out, so I have to just keep my eyes on everything.
Flying blind.
Exactly, flying blind. But I was tucked in like an Alabama tick. Yeah. Nobody had any idea I was there. Shades up again. It was a very, very hot day. I had a nice shady spot under a tree with the AC running the whole time.
Oh, nice.
So I grabbed these pictures of Stone Street. And the other trailer there, Stone Street's trailer was behind another trailer.
Okay.
And the trailer in front of Stone Street's had the initials MS on
okay.
it. So I actually Googled celebrities with the initials MS. And
wow.
And the third one that came up was Molly Shannon.
Oh, okay. What was the first couple? Do you remember?
Molly Sims was one of
okay,
them.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And I can't remember the other one. But anyway, like
Michael Sheen.
Michael, exactly. That was probably up there as well. But an hour or so after Stone Street had got there, a white Tesla drove towards me.
Okay.
And I could see that it was Molly inside of it. And then during the lunch break, there were no shots to be got at all while they were filming, which kind of sucked because it looked like it was going to be a really fun scene. So at lunchtime, Molly came back to the trailers. And she took a phone call, came out of her trailer, took a phone call, and she was very, very upset.
Really?
She was hot. She was hot. I tried to get video of it, but she was just moving like so fast in between cars.
You kind of see how she's pretty animated.
Yeah,
there.
She was screaming. She was so pissed off. So I managed to get like a bunch of really kind of...
She had a little Julia on it.
She was going pretty Julia.
Yeah.
And she would have gone even more Julia had she seen me. Because I was moving around the parking lot as well to try and get better angles.
Yeah.
But that was my first story of the day.
Yeah,
it did nicely, made a couple of buckaroos, okay. Which is always nice.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna take a quick sip.
Well, and it's interesting too because I've worked Stone Street a couple of times, and you know where you wait is on that kind of main road right along there. I'm not sure what the road is called, but he's very into it. Like he knows.
Really?
You've obviously seen the cameras around his house and stuff, and
he
knows that people wait right along that road
right.
to shoot him. So you know the fact that he didn't see you is a little testament to you right there.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty.
Why
funny.
We call you the Jet?
Exactly. But like, I spoke to you after I shot this, like asking what Stone Street's like to shoot on set, and you said he was a diva, right? He's a complete diva. If he sees you, he's going to get somebody to block you with an umbrella. He's not going to look your way.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And, you know, you saying he's a diva, it fits in perfectly with this day. You know, he was picked up by an Escalade, driven to set, whereas Molly Shannon, she just rolled in herself.
Herself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She knows her way around the LA.
It was pretty funny. But then my second story of the week also had to do with somebody getting engaged. Friend of the show.
A really good friend of the show.
Very good friend of the show. Brittany.
Woo!
My buddy Brittany got engaged this week.
Look at that. She looks like she's not happy with us looking at her right now.
She's really happy with us. She loves us.
She's like...
So,
she's, oh no,
this is, like, you know, a couple of big Brittany stories in the last couple of weeks. You know, the conservatorship said it was, you know, it was going to be dropped last week. Mm-hmm. They're still working on that. And then this week, Sam pops the question.
Oh, yeah.
So I got sent over... I actually got sent to Spears's to work her for a little bit. And a bunch of other guys showed up, maybe 4, 5, 6 other snappers. So that I got the call, Jedi, head over to Brittany's brother, Brian.
Because you want an exclusive. You don't want the whole mess of a non-exclusive.
Last time I shot him, you know, pictures did really well. And this time they wanted Jedi the Journo.
Okay. Oh.
They wanted me to approach.
They got a good return from the last one.
Exactly.
And they went to back.
Yeah, last time with Sam. So they wanted me to approach with a camera, which I am more than happy to do.
Nice.
I love that kind of shit. So Brian came out and he went to Popeyes.
Okay.
Which is just the most disgusting food I've ever had in my life. But he seems to enjoy it. So we got some nice frames of him walking out of the takeaway. And then I did the approach.
You did the approach. Should we watch the video?
Let's watch the video.
Okay, hold on. Let's get this going.
Hey, Brian, how are you, man? You got any thoughts on Brittany's engagement, Brian? Any thoughts on Brittany's engagement? Do you think your dad's going to walk her down the aisle, Brian? Any thoughts on whether she should have a prenup or not? Enjoy your day, Brian. Thank you.
There you go.
That was nice.
Yeah, he answered all of my questions in great detail. Gave me everything I wanted.
Well, it was perfect because, you know, you have that limited time to, as he does that little kind of S-turn from, you know, the front door to his car. And you want to get those three questions in just because, you know, even if he doesn't answer, you got to ask those three questions. Now, the question is, did you rehearse that heavily before you went into that?
No,
not at all.
No, on the fly.
Yeah,
on the fly.
No problem.
I mean, the first
Jedi
one.
Jedi again.
The first one's obvious. You know, any thoughts on the engagement? That's easy.
Because that's the bait where it's like, is he going to talk at all?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And that's a nice, easy question.
Yeah, I've approached him before and he didn't speak, so I knew he wasn't going to say anything. And then the second one's kind of relevant. You know, obviously her and her dad don't have the greatest of relationships, so obviously he isn't. Well, he might walk it down the aisle, who knows?
Yeah.
But probably not. So I thought I'd get that one out there as well. And there's been all sorts of talk about a prenup. I know Sam put on his Instagram this week, yes, we are getting a prenup because I want to protect my Jeep and my shoe collection. and then I read something else as well, that Britney is worth $60 million at the moment. So the conservatorship that she has at the moment, or her lawyers are saying, you know, we've got to do something.
It's actually kind of ridiculous that she is only worth $60 million.
Yeah, I mean, we've done Celeb Net Worth.
The girl should be worth $300 million.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know,
but I'm guessing, you know, when this conservatorship does get dropped completely, she will go back to work and make more money.
I just think that there's more money there somewhere. I think there is more money somewhere. Like, I think as this case goes on, they're going to find money places that, like, it was spent or something like that.
Her dad, I'm sure, will have to, like, pay back a chunk. She'll probably sue him for money.
Yeah.
But that was fun. You know, I love working the Spears family. And I love being Jedi the Journo and asking the hard-hitting, pressing questions that everybody wants the answers to.
I mean, everybody, and it's surprising they don't answer you because you have the accent. You are pleasant when you come up to them like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like I've said before, I don't get these reactions, and I don't have that kind of a pleasant voice when I come up to people. People think I'm an asshole.
Yeah, well, it's a good job the video cut off there as well, because as we cut off there, he winds his window down, and I say, "Fuck you, Brian, motherfucker! Answer my fucking questions, bitch."
He didn't.
No.
Well, that would get a different reaction.
It would.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably get something.
Yeah. You see,
I'm a very nice guy. I can't do that.
No. Well, I'm glad you didn't do that. Yeah. But we'll never know because there's no video of it. What does he do, by the way?
Brian?
Yeah.
Not very much.
Yeah. But what does he do? Do you know what he does?
I did look him up one of the times I was working him. I think he's some kind of producer. I think he worked on Zoe 101, which was Jamie Lynn's, Britney's sister's show. I think he worked on that for some time.
Is he married to someone that's like
he was
rich or something?
He was married to some kind of talent agent woman or something like that. But he's in a bitter kind of divorce battle at the moment, where I think he hasn't paid a bunch of money because they've got a kid together.
Okay.
And I don't think he ever sees Britney either, which is crazy because he lives right around the corner.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right around the corner.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how much I should be saying on about
that. I guess, yeah. But
right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's not really anybody. I don't think anybody's really interested. They probably all know, but Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, you know, the fact that your brother lives around the corner and you don't see him too much, you don't know.
Yeah.
So why does this keep on switching out of that?
There we go. So that was my week in pictures.
Well, that's a good week. It's a bit better than my week. I mean, I had more action in my week. Well, maybe not, but definitely less sales in my week.
Oh, that's not good.
I thought everything was going to be good, but as I mentioned before, and as I keep clearing my throat, my voice is dead. I'm now into Tuesday after the Beach Life Festival, but I went to the Beach Life Festival this weekend. My couple of my family members work the Beach Life Festival, and got some couple of passes, and it was a nice weekend to get away and actually do something, you know, like normal. Which is go to a show.
Yeah.
You know, haven't been to a show in forever. Last year's Beach Life Festival was canceled because of COVID and all that. So it was nice to get back out there. You know, I guess I'll bring up the graphic right here for the Beach Life Festival as I talk about it.
Why is your voice so shot? Were you singing loudly? Were you cheering? Were you yelling at people to look at you for pictures?
It's kind of both. It was cheering mixed with talking to people because this is the Beach Life Festival is in my area. It's where I grew up. So everybody goes to it. So you bump into a lot of people you haven't seen in years, and it's a big reunion. So you're trying to talk over the bands and have these reunion conversations. And that's literally why my voice is gone. Because of that, and a couple of cheers and stuff there, but it's mainly because of that. Maybe it's a little bit of the alcohol.
No.
Maybe it's a little bit of something else.
Uh-oh.
But maybe, who knows? the Beach Life Festival, it was, I got to say, so Beach Life Festival makes me think of a lot of other festivals and a lot of other events going on right now, right? So to get into the Beach Life Festival, I'm still unvaccinated, just so you know. We got Jedi vaccinated. I know he's shaking his head, but he's going to, you know, regret that he's doing that in a second when I make this point. But so I have to go get to go get COVID tested, right? Before I go in, because I'm not vaccinated. It's COVID test negative or fully vaccinated.
Right.
So I go in to go get COVID tested. It takes, you know, 5 minutes, 15, 20 minutes to get the results. It's a real quick, easy process.
Nice and easy.
And Beach Life Festival was providing their own tests. For
Perfect.
People to do.
That's good.
Which was really good. So I go get tested. I'm negative. I get my wristband, just like vaccinated people get their wristbands too, to go in their same wristband. And I'm going in there unvaccinated and I'm saying, I do not have COVID.
Is it a different color wristband?
Same wristband. I'll get into that too. So I'm saying, I do not have COVID.
Yeah.
Now, vaccinated people can spread COVID and they can get COVID. We've seen Oscar De La Hoya last week. He's in the hospital for 3 days because of it. Healthiest man on the planet, right? So I start thinking to myself, geez, why don't we have these events as test only, vaccinated or unvaccinated, just so we know that everybody is negative.
Well, it makes sense, especially if the event itself is giving out tests.
Yeah, like then, just make it negative only.
Yeah, I agree.
And then we're not spreading it around the people that are there, and then also not spreading it to the people that are unvaccinated. I know unvaccinated is a bad word these days, but it is a freedom of choice. We do live in America, and we have the choice to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
So it just made me think about that, and like I'm watching football this weekend and all that. I'm seeing everybody up there and all that stuff, and they're all the same, right? So let's just go negative test only on all these events, and then we won't have to really worry about it too much, you know, because if we're all negative there, we're all not spreading it there, right?
Very true.
So anyway, the show was fun. There was a lot of good bands. One of the bands that I didn't even know was there, or you know, who was involved in it, because I wasn't planning on working this event at all.
You're there for the fun.
Exactly. I was there for the fun. Was Paris Jackson.
Oh, that's right. She is in a band.
She's in a band. I didn't even know.
What were they called, you know? The something or others?
The Paris Jacksons and
Paris somethings? Jackson and the and her friends?
The Paris Jacksons and the Pitch Crew? Yeah.
She looks great.
She does look great.
And I haven't seen anything of Paris Jackson in such a long time.
Well, and I was just walking by one of the stages. Yeah. That was the whole thing. I didn't even know. I wasn't there to get her or anything. And I was just walking by one of the stages. And she was up there. And I'm like, is that Paris Jackson? And there was nobody out there in the crowd. There was obviously, like, you know, the people that follow her, yeah. I guess. But it wasn't the same kind of crowd that's at this kind of event anyway, you know? And
That's clean.
Yeah. And so I just went up with my iPhone and just kind of got these pictures because I could get really close.
Wow.
You know?
So there was nobody there. So you literally walked straight up to the front of the
stage. I mean, look at how close the pictures are right there. I mean,
you walked up to the stage. That's like full frame as well.
Exactly.
You walked up to the stage and were just hosing her on an iPhone.
I was just hosing on an iPhone. That's hilarious. I took maybe about 18 pictures.
That's so funny. Yeah.
And then, so she starts getting into it and stuff. And this is the first, so I'm going to play a video right here. And this is the first part of one of the songs before it gets rocking.
I've never heard her band, so I don't know whether they're any good or.
Yeah, so let's just listen to this real quick. And this is the first part of what I've heard, you know? And okay, let's just play it.
Okay, so it sounds like a cat's being strangled.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Hell, that's bad.
I was really interested to see because I wanted her to be good. Like, I you know, I wanted her to, I mean, she's Michael Jackson's daughter.
Yeah, but she doesn't get her vocal abilities from her father, that's for sure. Jesus Christ.
I looked around as I was filming that video. I looked around at everybody as they did that, and everybody just kind of like had this cringing look on their faces because, you know, she's Paris Jackson. So, like, once you know who it is, and you don't know, like, if you're not a follower of the band or anything,
yeah,
you're instantly being judgmental. You know, you're instantly judging it because you're like, you're Michael Jackson's daughter. Let's see if she's got some chops, you know? And when that when she hit that note, I was just like,
she didn't hit it.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh man, whatever, you know? But in all fairness, okay, she did continue on. That was really the only part where she didn't sound, you know, that good. The rest of it was decent. It wasn't that bad. I've got one more clip here if you want to listen to it. It's not that long. And, you know, it was more like this. I'm not supposed to pretend that I could walk this road alone without. Obviously, I didn't get that much of it. But, yeah, it was because she was facing me and I wanted to get more pictures.
You can hear that sound. That sounds much better.
Yeah, it was like she was warming up. I don't know. Maybe she wasn't, you know, maybe she was a little nervous. I don't know. But it got better.
Yeah.
And actually, she kind of rocked it at the end.
Yeah. Well, she absolutely looks the part, but she does not sound the part.
Yeah, yeah.
But how these pictures do, like I said, she hasn't been seen in a long time. I think she's moved house because she used to live in a really shitty apartment by Runyon Canyon. So she's not seen that often anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought the same thing, you know, when I was thinking about it. I hadn't seen her in a while. So, I don't know. Initially, not any sales. Daily Mail didn't pick it up. Now I know, you know, there was a lot going on this weekend. There was a Fashion Week. There was Met Gala. There was VMAs. There was everybody was in New York doing their thing. So, I know there wasn't much space, but, you know, it is what it is. And I know that they will sell somewhere because it is Paris Jackson.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so that was that. And the rest of the beach life was cool. I would have put more videos on here, but, you know, it's not really celebrity related.
What other bands that listeners and viewers will know?
I'll tell you what my favorites were.
Yeah.
Okay. Fits in the Tantrums.
Okay, never.
Were really good. You have heard their
songs.
What's
that like big song?
I can't explain it unless you hear.
Oh, okay.
So that it was Ziggy Marley and Stephen Marley playing together.
Okay, that's cool.
Which they said was for the last time ever that they were going to play their dad's songs together. So that might have been kind of cool.
Wow.
There was Men at Work, which, you know.
Yes.
Come from a London.
Love that.
You know?
What
so,
wonders.
Exactly. And I hadn't heard that song live ever. No, so that was
awesome.
Kind of cool.
That's cool.
There was,
that's going to be fun after a few beers.
It was, song, yeah. Right? Yeah, and then there was just a few others. Ben Harper.
Okay.
Ben Harper used to be married to Laura Dern.
Yeah.
He actually did really good. I kind of judged him by shooting him with Laura for those few years, and I didn't know how talented he really is. And
yeah,
he's badass.
I don't think I've heard any of his songs.
Before. Yeah, yeah, he's badass. And then just some, you know, some '90s bands. It was a lot of fun. Anyway.
Good
so
stuff. It sounds like you had a lot of fun from your voice.
Yeah, exactly. So so on to the next, which was Annalyn McCord.
Oh, these two beauties.
Bumped into these girls again, yeah. Annalyn McCord, Rachel McCord.
Love those. Love the McCord sisters.
They were walking down Robertson.
Oh.
And just looking fashionable as ever, coming out
Look
of
that.
One of
that
the buildings.
That is some street style photography
that
right
is what
there,
she sells,
if ever I've seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are some seriously good outfits,
and they were nice as ever. Actually, I think they got a little video of me with them at some point, just kind of interacting with them. Maybe we'll see one day. But that was that.
Oh, that ran nicely. They used that really well.
Yeah, I like the. I didn't cut it out here, but it was. They said Sublime Sisters.
Very good.
Which I got to remember that one for my captions next time I get two sisters
Sublime.
Together.
Sublime.
Yeah.
No, they look beautiful.
Yeah,
love those girls.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
So after that, I went to do a day rate, which
can you talk about?
It was Olivia Munn and John Mulaney.
Okay.
Okay. John Mulaney, he divorced his wife. He started dating Olivia Munn and they're having a kid.
Rehab in between there. Yeah.
Even the wife I heard was in rehab as well. So all sorts of weird stuff going on in there.
But they've been photographed in New York like the last couple of days.
Exactly.
So you were working on them in LA.
I was working on when no one knew where they were at the time. And we all kind of knew.
Were there a bunch of other people there?
There was
a
bunch of other people, yeah.
Interesting.
It was a bunch of guys there, maybe six or seven guys.
Wow.
And when we were all just about to give up.
Yeah.
This is probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. While we're all sitting there waiting for her to come out of her house, her car pulls up. Okay. Pulls down into the driveway, gate closes, and then 10 minutes later, gate pulls
she
open.
Like, shit, okay.
She pulls back out.
She's
come
home.
We knew it wasn't her when it pulled in.
Oh, okay.
Because we could see into the car. It was obviously an assistant or something like that.
So they're coming to pick her up.
The car pulls back out, yeah. And so we all follow. And we go on this follow, and I've got a little graphic here because I keep track of my moves that I do during the day. And, you know, you can see my graphic here. We're up in Hollywood going around. And this guy, see this little route he took right here?
Yeah.
All over here and stuff. Back and forth, three times.
I know where that is.
From the house.
Yeah.
Back down to Franklin. Over to you know, the east side of Franklin. Back over. Went to a dry cleaner, went to a mailbox shop, went to a house up in Brad Pitt's neighborhood.
That's actually, what it looks like, right?
Took the right
there.
Yeah, took the right up into Brad Pitt's neighborhood.
Right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't know if he was picking something up from Brad's house or what. Back down, back over to the mailbox, back over, back to the
house. So he's running errands.
Running errands, and we're all following, she's in the car.
Does he know that you guys are there? There's seven of you behind him.
He has to know we were there.
He's just fucking around with you guys.
He has to know we were there. But, I mean, he literally had shit to do. Like,
yeah.
He was taking boxes out of the car. He would go back to our house, get more boxes.
Oh.
So we're all speculating on what's happening. Is she moving to New York? Is she moving to Brad Pitt's neighborhood? What is she doing? What is he doing for her?
God,
why is she doing
this?
That's
just the worst, isn't it?
And all we kept saying was, she's at Fashion Week. He has a show that he was going to do that was scheduled. So we knew that he was there. What is she doing? She's in New York for Fashion Week.
Okay,
I've she's there for a Met Gala. She's there for the parties.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because you're usually just working kind of exclusive movie sets.
Yeah.
And that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
So you haven't been on follows with that many people for some time, right?
No, it's horrible.
And with you being on day rate, you're like being paid to get these pictures.
Yeah.
You have to be there. You have to get this stuff.
Yeah.
Were you just stressing the fuck out?
I was, of course. I was. I there was another photographer there, Pigpen.
Love Pigpen.
Where she was there alone as well. So we teamed up because all the other teams were two-man teams.
Oh, that's nice.
So we teamed up to try and keep up with follows. And,
yeah.
Because, I mean, it was chaos. I mean, we're talking cops blocking certain, you know, certain streets, fire engines blocking streets. It was a madhouse. Okay. We're talking.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. I hate that stuff.
Friday around Los Feliz and Silver Lake.
Those streets can get horrific.
And then in the middle of it all, he goes over to a restaurant over in Silver Lake and just gets out and eats at a restaurant for 45 minutes while we're all scattered
just
around waiting
seven
for
cars
him. While we're waiting for him.
People watching.
He's just sitting there and he's facing the street outside and he's just doing this and just looking around.
It's like this. All right, guys, how's it going?
Oh, man. Yeah, right, it was a nightmare, and we wasted tons of gas. And I think it was like a 40-mile day that day. Or just the follow was like 40 miles.
That.
Yeah.
Would you like to try my beer?
Absolutely.
I'm about to open a second.
I have a glass right here. I said I was going to bring some glasses.
Yeah, I forgot to pour you some of my first one.
That actually was really cool.
So, again, This is the Phantom Bride from Belching Either.
While you're pouring that, I will get into my next set of pictures, which was we had American Crime Story impeachment starting this week.
Yes.
Okay.
Super excited. I can't watch this yet because I do not have a premium Hulu subscription, so I've got to wait a week or so.
Thank you for that pour.
You're very welcome.
And so I figured, okay, I had my old target that doesn't really sell too much and I don't work at all, but old Kobe Smulders,
yes,
with Taron Killam.
He's in it.
He's in it. I shot him in it. Yes. It was the first day of shooting. I shot him in it. He's playing Steve Jones, husband of Paula Jones, which appeared in the first episode, and a little bit of Kobe Smulders, which I didn't even know she was in it.
I didn't know she was in it until
I watched the show. She's not even on the cast list, like on IMDb.
Oh, no shit.
I'm not sure she is now, but she wasn't then. And she's playing. Oh, who's she fucking playing? Damn it! Anyway, you'll just look it up. You'll see her. But she's playing one of the major players in this thing. One of the lawyers, I think. And so I figured, okay, it's starting tonight. Go get a couple of pictures of him. Them getting prepared for the thing. It's a big, highly anticipated show.
Absolutely, I can't
so
wait for it.
I go there. I wait a few minutes, maybe an hour, and they come out. The whole family, the kids, and them, and they start walking down the street, kind of like what they did when they were voting. When I got them last time.
I've been there once before, never seen them, but it's a nice, easy street.
Yeah.
It's wide open, plenty of places to park.
Exactly.
Not too shady, it gets great light.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect for a nice little sit and a doorstep.
And they can walk right up to Palisades Village as
well. Yeah, which they did. So it was a long walk. I got a few shots of them as they were walking, just kind of followed them up there, and then got them as they were coming into the Palisades kind of mall area. You know, nothing spectacular. They split up, actually. One had one kid and one had the other. So it was kind of separate a lot of the ways. And, I knew they didn't, so they start walking, right?
Yeah.
And this is one of those, these are the first shots I got right here, right? So they're walking together
and
the first shots I decided to take, Murphy decides to leave her job at this one house and, cross over right in front of me.
And perfect. Them. Thank you
so,
very much.
So those are my first shots.
Lovely,
of them.
Beautiful.
But as I waited a little bit, I got them as they were kind of walking through town. I like to get her by herself.
Okay, perfect.
Because I don't want them with the kids all
of
the
course.
Time.
Yeah. Nice and clean.
It was hard to get them alone because they were with the kids all the time. and here she is with the kid, but that was pretty much the cleanest shot. And that was the last shots I got. But as they you know, got into Palisades, I said, okay, they're going to go eat somewhere. And they kind of went off into the thing. I couldn't see them anymore. So I just decided to take my normal round around Palisades Market looking for something. And came across an old chestnut. An old chestnut.
As Stanley would say.
Yeah. That old chestnut. It's a redheaded.
I know who it is.
Old school actress from Desperate Housewives.
You know what? One of my favorite stories about this housewife is in an old episode called Flat Tire, which everybody should go back and listen to on anywhere you get your podcasts.
What was in that one?
Flat Tire is the episode. And it was a story about you working this person, and she came out, and you went to pull off, and you had a flat tire. That's one of my favorite stories.
That is funny.
From doing the podcast.
And that was the last time I shot her.
Yeah. Well, you didn't shoot her, did you?
Yeah, I didn't shoot her. That was the last time I saw her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her shrinking into the distance because I couldn't
pull. Yeah, anyone who has not listened to that story, it's such a good one.
That is
You have
funny.
To go back and listen to
yeah,
Flat Tire.
That is a funny one. So Marsha was sitting outside eating lunch.
She looks exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
She did last time I shot her.
She doesn't age.
12 years ago.
No, she doesn't age. I mean, if we could get a little closer and get right up on her, maybe we'll see something, but... From this right here, no, she doesn't age. Her hair looks the same. Funny. Everything looks the same.
Has she done anything since Desperate Housewives?
Maybe some voiceovers?
I don't know. I've not seen her in anything.
I don't know. Why don't you look it up while I go through this?
I'm going to have a goggle.
Yeah. So she's there eating lunch. I pull up. I get a few frames. I don't want to sit there and just blast her the whole time. She's sitting there eating lunch. I don't need anything. Maybe I just need an exit. That's it. So I just blast a few frames, but I notice a Jeep that I've never seen before sitting there acting suspicious.
Could it be another paparazzi?
It was another paparazzi that was sitting there right up on her face.
Wow.
Pulled into the red, right up on her face, just like, you know, just nailing her because he's thinking that she doesn't know that he's in a Jeep and, you know, he can't see her because he's got tinted windows. But she's a veteran. She knows exactly what's going on.
Hey, she's done so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Nothing that I've seen. She was in Law and Order. I mean, Housewives was 180 episodes she was in from 2004 to 2012.
Okay.
So she made buckaroos. She made some serious money since then. She did a movie called Fat Trick. Never heard of it.
Okay.
She was in one episode of Law and Order. She was a narrator in All the Way to the Ocean. Never heard of it. 15 episodes of a show called Quantico.
Okay.
Never heard of it. 3 episodes of a show called Ned and Stacy. Never heard of it.
Okay.
Jane the Novella. Never heard of it. She was in 1 episode of This Close. Never heard of it. 5 episodes of The Edge of Sleep. Never heard of it. 1 episode of a TV show called Soundtrack. Never heard of it. The Secret of Karma. She played a goddess. Never heard of it.
See, I think there's a lot of voiceovers and stuff.
Yeah. She's done a lot of stuff that no one's ever heard of.
Are we a little blurry right here?
Nobody's watched this, but we'll sort ourselves out.
So
yeah, Marsha.
There we go.
Marsha has done nothing, really. She's done a lot of nothing.
But she's getting paid for it.
Exactly. She's still raking in the bucks.
And more power to her, because she's one of my favorites, and she's actually really cool when you talk to her.
Mm.
If you can get to talk to her, she's actually really, really cool.
Yeah.
I remember Stanley a long time ago talking to her, and I think he was on the phone with me or something.
Oh, I bet she loved Stanley's voice.
And yeah, she did. And he would get to talking to her, and one time he was saying, they were talking about something, and he says, You know what would be the best thing for you to do? He's like, I would love to see you as a Catwoman.
Oh, I can see that, Stanley.
And she was like,
see,
yeah.
You know what? Stanley is just being a little bit naughty there. He just wants to see her in tight black leather.
I think so.
Or PVC, whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Dirty Stanley.
But I did think about that. And I'm like, she would probably play a good Catwoman. I mean,
yeah, and look at this image for our viewers on YouTube right now. You know, she's kind of got the Catwoman hands going as well.
She did, and a redheaded Catwoman would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
I think so. Anyway, that was my week in pictures,
That's good.
You know, that was it. That was it. So, speaking of Kobe Smulders,
yes,
and impeachment, let's do some what you watching, and I'm going to start with the impeachment.
It's Moby Calder. So okay. Let's do it.
I know you haven't seen it yet. I want to see it so bad. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Well, I mean, I know what happens.
I know. But still, I'm not going to spoil it. But there is one thing I wanted to talk about in that. So, yeah, impeachment. It starts out how you know it is or whatever, or relives what you think you know or whatever.
Lewinsky in the blue dress.
But there was one specific scene that really was hilarious. And I didn't get the whole scene on video here, but I'll kind of, size it up for you real quick. So it's Paula Jones, and she's coming forward first as someone who, had an encounter with Bill Clinton.
Okay.
As governor, when he was governor. So the lawyers are talking to her. She's doing her interview, and she's got her husband, Taron Killam, next to her. And he's upset because, he's upset about the whole, encounter and everything. And she hasn't really told him exactly what's happened. She said that, he brought her up there and he made a move or whatever, but he's not hearing it in detail. And they're asking her in detail what to do or what happened. So he asks a first question and he's like, what happened? And she's like, well, he grabbed my hand and he put it on his crotch, He grabbed his hand, he put it on there. And he started unzipping and all this stuff. And the guy doing the interview is just like, And she gets to this scene right here. And, they don't seem like they care until this scene right here.
Roll BT.
And then he asked me to kiss him.
What'd you do?
I said no.
So, she was describing this thing that was totally inappropriate and stuff, and they didn't give a shit.
Wow.
But then she's like, then he asked me to kiss it, and they were like, wait, what?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
How dare he?
It was just really funny. So when you guys watch it, just watch that part and just think of what I'm talking about, and it's hilarious.
This?
But the show is great. I really am really impressed by the acting in it.
Yeah.
I cannot see Sarah Paulson in Linda Tripp at all.
Really?
My wife says she sees her. I cannot see her in there.
Wow.
The entire show, I'm staring at her saying, where's Sarah Paulson? Where's Sarah Paulson? I cannot see Sarah Paulson. Dude.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is nuts.
And hats off to the hair and makeup, to the costume people, the people that did that, because they're the ones that made that happen. Sarah Paulson, she's obviously a good actress anyway. But also, this girl... but the one playing Paula Jones, insane as what she's doing. She's kind of playing the dumb hick, really, really good. And Monica Lewinsky, the Beanie Feinstein, really, really good, dude.
I'm so excited to see this.
It's really good. I'm talking really good acting,
And you know what? It's funny. This reminds me. This woman is saying this happened to her when Clinton was the governor of Arkansas. It just took me back to, it's a story I've told before on one of the early podcasts when I first joined.
Yeah.
Like the second or third podcast that I was a part of, which is one you have to go back and listen to as well. I can't remember the name of it, but you should just go back and listen to all of them. But I was in Arkansas to do a setup for, I think it was the Inquirer or the Globe, with a woman called Bobby Williams, who was a prostitute in Arkansas, and who says she frequently slept with Bill Clinton while he was the governor, and fathered his love child, a guy called Danny Williams. I was there for a few days, got kidnapped by them, basically held hostage.
It's crazy.
It's a great story. Just go back and listen to our old podcast
and hear that story. Yeah,
but it reminds me of that, and there's it's made me smile. That was a bit of a fun time.
Oh look, there's Taron right there.
There he is. There he is.
Steve Jones.
Mr. Smoby Calder.
Yeah. but yeah, go check it out. Jedi, are you watching anything right now?
I watched a movie. I was looking forward to this movie. I'm a big fan of this young actress. Friend of the show. I've shot her a few times in Los Angeles. Never sails. Pictures of her only sell when she's on vacation in a bikini.
Okay.
So this movie came out on Amazon last Friday, so 2-3 days ago. I'd seen a trailer for it. I was excited. It looked fun. It looked exciting. It's called The Voyeurs. and it stars Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
From HBO's Euphoria and HBO's The White Lotus. She's a good actress. I've enjoyed the stuff she's been in so far. And the trailer for this one, you know, it dragged me in. It got me wanting to see it.
Like I say, I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why as well. It's called The Voyeurs. It's about this couple that move in to, they're in Montreal. It's based in Montreal. They move into this apartment building in Montreal, big windows, and their neighbors that they see across the hall, not across the hall, sorry, across the street in another building, big glass windows, kind of a kinky couple. They kind of get up to all sorts of fun and games. And Sydney and her husband, they end up getting some binoculars.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's very voyeuristic. They're watching what's going on with their binos.
It's what's happening in every apartment building that faces another apartment building anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's an erotic thriller. So it's something you shouldn't watch with your children. But it's a good movie. It's fun. It's exciting. It's sexy. There's a very good twist in the movie.
Really?
There's an moment. And there's lots of ooh moments. It's a good one. I enjoyed it. I just wish Sydney would sell, because I have her address and nobody else does.
I know. And I bet she wishes she would sell too.
I think she does. Right? She's the person, like, whenever I will work her again soon, I have to have a talk with her. She is one of these people that is still kind of fresh, that needs the old setup.
Yeah.
Let it work for you, let it work for me kind of talk. So maybe next time I see her, we'll see. But it's a very good show. I do, a very good movie, sorry. I recommend it. Especially for all you gents out there, I think you'll enjoy it.
I bet. Yeah, Sydney Sweeney's very easy on the eyes.
Yeah, she's a babe.
I don't have any more what you watchins, but there is an article I saw on that will go with what you watchins is Ted Lasso. Everybody,
yeah,
signed on for a third season and became a multi millionaire.
Yes, yeah, so he's up with the kind of Friends guys. He's going to be getting paid.
I don't know if Olivia is happy about this. I don't know if Olivia is bummed about it. I mean, I know she's banging Harry Styles now, but I don't know if she saw this happening, you know? A million an episode, that's bragging rights.
It's big bucks. And, like, Ted Lasso is going to go on for way more than three seasons.
Definitely.
Like, it is such a captivating show. It's so fun.
I think it's the best show on TV.
It's so... It's a fucking... It pulls at your heartstrings as well. Did you like got emotional in the last
episode? I get emotional on everyone.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah. The last one, it just season two, episode eight is the last one I saw.
I've never had a show do this to me before.
Yeah. And it just creeps up on you as well. It's like...
It's crazy.
And then they start going. It was so good. It's done so well.
It does.
I really, really do enjoy it. Anyone that's not watching Ted Lasso yet, the price of Apple Pay is worth it just for this Apple TV is worth it just for this one show.
Yeah.
It's so, so good.
It is, yes. And if you're not watching it, you're a friggin' idiot.
Yeah, but a million episodes is a lot, isn't it? That's a lot of money.
Well, that's Friends money after 10 seasons.
Right. Oh, God, yeah. And he's only three in.
He's in three in. Can you imagine what he'll be at in, like, six seasons?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, with Jason and Olivia, they were never married, were they?
No.
So there's no kind of alimony or any of that going on?
No, but it's just, you know, I mean, obviously, I don't know how you break up with Jason Sudeikis anyway, because he's just such an enjoyable guy. I mean, maybe he beat the crap out of her, I don't know.
No, of course he didn't.
But I'm hypothetically saying that, you know, not he didn't actually do that. Yeah. But I'm saying maybe he was a jerk and, you know, behind the scenes. But I don't think he is.
No, I don't. I mean,
it's weird.
I remember, obviously, his character is so lovable and likable. In Ted, and I remember seeing articles about, like, this is basically Jason.
Yeah.
He's playing himself in this, but with a bit more of an accentuated twang.
An accent or something, yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, it's a great show. Anyone that isn't watching it, please do watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
And comment below if you enjoy that show.
Absolutely. Okay, Jedi.
Yes.
I have a game.
I love games!
Okay, let's get this going here, okay? Okay.
Shall I look at the screen or not?
Well, it starts out... No. I'll switch the screen when we need to. Oh, we've got more. I don't have the game yet. We got more. I know. Jeez.
Maybe.
Let's just go through this real quick. Okay. So this weekend, this week, we talked about the Met Gala and all that kind of stuff going on. We have to talk about it because it's going to be tomorrow's news if we don't.
Yeah. I saw lots of ridiculously dressed people, lots of shit outfits. You know what? Can I say my worst dress really fast?
Yeah.
Is Naomi Osaka.
Oh, she was there?
Was my worst dressed slip. She had the kind of hairstyle where it looked like somebody had put her hair into a pretzel.
Oh, man, I wish I had the picture. She had the, I would have put it up there.
Should I pull it up real fast?
Yeah, pull it up. Pull it up. I don't know.
She had the most... She looked ridiculous. Naomi...
Well...
Osaka, yeah, Met Gala.
Go ahead and search it. But the fact of the matter is...
Okay, this is it real fast. I'll show you.
That doesn't even look like her.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'll put it up there.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't mess up our thing real quick.
There you go.
There you go.
She looks ridiculous.
Pull away quick.
Looks like she's got a pretzel on her head. And she was like a bunch of different news articles said how horrific she looked. I don't know how that's going to do.
She's probably coming up on our scroll right there real quick. But the one thing we hate about the Met Gala, everybody, is the fact that it takes up all of the space on anything we can sell here in LA.
Yeah, no one's buying anything.
I mean, you can see on the scroll right there, the whole thing is Met Gala, you know? So anything we get has to be something super juicy or else we're screwed.
Yeah.
So might as well just like not go to work or not shoot anything.
Or just hold it for a few days.
Yeah, exactly. Or hold it for a few days.
But I hate the Met Gala. It's a fucking who's who of schmoozy, doozy.
I call it the PPP.
The
Popular People's Party.
Yeah, fucking you pay $35,000 each or $250,000 if you want a table. And it's a fucking joke.
And I can go into a million different things that happened, but the Lil Nas X is the one thing that actually really bothered me. Let me actually go in here and turn this off real quick. I guess I can't.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Okay, so
it looks like he's wearing a fucking bed sheet or a curtain to start with.
There's a couple of things that, you know, obviously Lil Nas X, he's gonna do his thing, you know, and more power to him to do his thing. But number one, he looks like C-3PO. Okay. I don't know what you're doing.
He does.
Doing that.
That's funny.
Number two, when they took that robe off of him, he looked like he was about to fall over in that thing. Like, it looked like that thing was so heavy that he's just trying to, like, keep himself up, you know?
That's horrible.
And I don't know why you want to do that for fashion. But the one thing that really bugs me about this, Jedi, is our colleagues that are in the background going, woo! Like, what? No way! Over here! Get it over the shoulder! Ah! Yeah! I mean, I get what they have to do.
Yeah, they've got to make as much noise as they can so he looks that way.
But the fact that we're at this point where, like, he does that and they do that, it's just embarrassing at this point.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, it's the Met Gala. Obviously, we're going a little crazy now and, you know, it's the fashion and all that stuff. But I don't know. It just feels like the most popular people, most expensive money. It's just money.
Yeah.
It's all about.
I'm not a huge fan.
I'm not a huge fan either. Yeah. So that that was that. And yeah, it doesn't make sense for any of us over here, everybody. So we're going to move on. So anyway, Jay, the thing that I saw.
Is this the game?
This is the game. But the thing that I saw online, it's this, it was an Instagram post. Okay. And you don't have to see this over here. Actually, you can't see it. So it's good. So it's an Instagram post, and it was it's a book written by, I can't even read his name right now. I don't even care. But it's written by a guy. It's Safe Stardom, and it's a lawyer, I think, that's writing a book on how to keep your kids safe and make them famous at the same time. Yeah.
Okay.
And obviously, he didn't. You know, there's a little description right here, I think, of it. Yeah. Safe Stardom, How to Protect Your Children on Their Road to Fame.
Okay. Who's buying
it? Obviously, this guy didn't consult us.
Some momages are buying this book.
Exactly. Yeah. But he didn't consult us, and he should be consulting us, because we're the ones that he should be worried about in a certain aspect, right? So, you know, you should have consulted us, buddy. Still can't read your name right there, but whatever. But it made me think of a game.
Okay.
Okay. And it is, what states, first of all, there's three different aspects of it. So the top five states of where you could become an actor, or, you know, like where you come from. The top five states of where you come from to be an actor, to be a musician, or to be an athlete.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so this one is for film.
Okay. Oh, they're all different?
Yeah, this is the top five states if you want to be a celebrity in film.
Okay.
Okay. So, do you have any guesses?
Yeah, of course. In no particular order.
No particular order, exactly.
New York.
I'll tell you the order as you say them. Okay.
New York.
New York. Number two.
New York, number two. California.
Number one.
Of course. Connecticut.
No.
No. Oh my goodness. Oregon.
It's okay. You can look this way now.
Oh. Oregon.
I don't think you can read that. Oregon. No.
Texas, because it's very
Texas,
big.
Number three.
Okay. So I've got one, two, and three.
Now think. Think hard. Think movies. Think
Illinois.
Boom. Number five. You've only got one left.
New Jersey.
I'm not sure you're going to think of it. I wouldn't have thought of this one. But, just, you know, guess a couple more and I'll let you know.
New Jersey.
No, not New Jersey.
North Dakota.
But New Jersey was on another list of D-listers.
Oh, incredible.
If you wanted to be a D-lister.
Very good. Rhode Island.
No.
Maine.
No. Does start with an M, though.
Michigan.
No.
Montana.
No.
Maryland.
No.
Mississippi.
No. I think you've only got one left. Don't say Missouri.
Minnesota.
Yeah, no. Massachusetts. So, yes. So, the order goes California, number one, New York, Texas, Massachusetts, and Illinois. Okay, so move there, people, if you want your kids to be actresses.
Very good.
Okay, now we're moving on to musicians.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Washington. Surely.
Washington is not on the list.
Okay. California.
Number one.
Texas.
Number two.
New York.
Number three.
Oh,
you could get these if you just really concentrate right now. Get them in all one row in order. Come on. Think a little. Down, barrel, barrel. No, that was not what you're thinking.
That was really good.
No, just think a little. Think this.
Mullet.
Yes.
Tennessee.
Yes, number four. That's four. Now you got one more.
Think of the mullet. Kentucky.
No, but I know I like where your head's at.
Alabama.
No, but keep going south.
Florida.
No, go north.
My U.S. geography is
it's right that, between them.
Not that special.
It's right there between them.
Shit. No, I don't know.
Georgia.
That was good. This is a good game.
Okay, so now. We're going to athletes.
Okay.
Jedi. This is your genre here.
Okay, California.
Boom, number one.
Texas.
Number five.
New York.
Number three. Ooh, one's going to throw you off.
Illinois.
No, but you're close.
Okay, what's close to Illinois? Indiana.
No, but go the other way.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm. That's number two.
Okay, I got one more, huh?
Yeah. I will tell you, you've already guessed it on one of the other ones.
New Jersey.
Boom! Number four. So the order is California, Ohio, New York, New Jersey, and Texas.
Check me out. I'm so American.
You're good, man.
Look at me rolling off the
You're
stage.
You're good, man.
I've surprised myself.
You hit that Ohio like it was nothing.
Fuck yeah. It's these phantom brides.
Shoot. It was good. That was good.
Oh, mate. I love a game so much.
Yeah. That was great. That was great. Well, everybody, we have reached the end of another exciting Papisode.
Yes, we have.
And we want to apologize to anybody who we have offended in this Papisode.
Yep.
And Jed, I would like to say a couple of words.
Yep, I would like to say make sure you go back and listen to some old podcasts if you are new. Definitely go and listen to Flat Tire and listen to, I'd love to know the name of the one that I spoke about, my
Which one was that?
It was, I can't fucking remember. It was the second or third I was in, which was, I can't remember. Just go back and find Love Triangle was my first one I appeared in. Just make sure you guys go back and listen to Flat Tire for Mark's Marsha Cross story, which is an absolute banger. Very funny. And we cannot figure out for the life of us which Papisode I mentioned all of my stuff with Bill Clinton's...
So you just have to listen to them all.
Prostitute. Boy, Bobby Williams. So you're going to have to go back and just listen to everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, make sure you do like, do subscribe to us on YouTube, and tell your friends about this this podcast. We need to keep growing. So the more listens, the better for us. Thank you very much.
And you Aussies down there, you know, you guys better get ready. You're coming on.
Yeah, we're gonna get some Aussie snappers on, which I'm very excited about.
We need to know what it's like down there, and I heard that COVID's getting crazy. So
yeah,
you know,
definitely
come on, tell us how it is down there, okay?
All right, guys. Good
but
stuff.
But for myself and for Jedi over here, take care and be well. I don't know what that was. Take care and be well.